will come. But as long as his absence is the dominant part of your vibration, you're zigging while he's zagging. The universe is knocking itself out to help you rendezvous, and neither one of you can find the other one.
Thank you. My heart is pounding.
That's good.
Yeah. I have a very selfish question. 2 weeks ago, I woke up and my index finger was frozen and swollen and sore. And I went straight to my Louise Hay book that said, if you've got this problem, it's because of this thinking. And I just wanted to run that by with you, whether in fact the illnesses that we have are related to specific ways of thinking and feeling, and if we want to heal that problem, whether we in fact have to understand the cause for it to be healed.
You don't have to understand the cause in the sense that you have to know what went wrong and where the root of it was. Mm-hmm. But it is very helpful to understand the vibrational root of something. In other words, we've been saying, instead of looking for medical cures, look for vibrational cause. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to go into your past to find it, because it isn't the past that is your point of attraction. It's the vibrational relationship right here and now that equals your now point of attraction. Mm-hmm. So the good news, it's all good news, but the really good news is that when you have a physical symptom like that, all that means is this symptom now is pointing at something that negative emotion was pointing at before. But since you didn't notice the negative emotion and do something about it, then it just got bigger. Mm-hmm. So you're on the right track, as you say. So what is this about? Mm-hmm. Now, something that's very helpful. Tell us what that is like. In other words, what is the experience of this swollen, stiff finger like? Just give it a little description.
Initially, it was frightening because the doctor said it was either gout or asthma.
But beyond that,
it frightened me because I felt I couldn't write. I'm a psychologist, so I need to write final notes.
So I was stymied from doing something that's really important to me.
Yeah.
Anything else in your life making you feel that way?
At the time it happened, I had just booked to come here and I didn't know about you 8 weeks ago. So,
But never mind any of that. In other words, so what's it like? And you say, well, it's just hindering. It's mm-hmm. not debilitating. It's just hindering.
It's painful.
Follow us just for a moment.
Sure.
We're making something up here.
Okay.
So if you had just said it's hindering, that would be different than if you said it is completely debilitating. Mm-hmm. But you said not only is it painful and swollen, you said it keeps me from doing something that really matters. Mm-hmm. So now that's the thing that we want you to focus upon. That's the vibrational essence. Because something that you've been thinking about has seemed hindering in nature to you. What is it? In other words, can you write anything you want, anytime you want? Are you a good writer? Does it flow easily?
Not specifically, no.
And once you get something written, do you have a place to put it? Is it published immediately?
No.
So have you been feeling any discomfort about that? In other words, do you feel like a thwarted writer? Do you feel like a writer that's flowing, or do you feel like a writer that's thwarted?
Probably thwarted.
And doesn't that match that?
Possibly.
You see, well, it does.
Okay.
It really does.
Okay.
In other words, anything, if you have a physical condition and you will just simply acknowledge how that physical condition now is affecting your experience, mm-hmm. the first things that occur to you, identify them. It's hindering. It's not just a little hindering. It's really hindering. Mm-hmm. It's keeping me from doing important things. Mm-hmm. And then listen to those words. I feel like I'm being kept from doing important things. Mm-hmm. And then as you identify that, then now different thoughts that you've been thinking on a pretty regular basis will stick out like a sore thumb.
Oh. Okay.
See how it works?
Mm-hmm.
Now, relative to that book that you are describing, so on this emotional scale where love and appreciation and joy.